Okay. The older I get, and I've been talking about this, haven't I? The older I get, the more I realize my time. How do you value time? One, is spent doing things I'd rather not be doing. I sure hope I make it to retirement to finally enjoy life. Oh, I know so many people who feel that way. Two, is better spent on focusing more of what I do want and less of what I don't want. Three, flies by more quickly because I'm enjoying life more. Four, is the most valuable resource I have. I spend less time making money and more money to save time. Now that is another one where it's just like there's a little bit of everything. Time does fly by, but it's not always because I'm enjoying life more. Sometimes it just goes whoosh. You're like, what? What? I've had entire days go by and I'm like, what did I do today? And I actually have heard this interesting theory about why the older you get, time flies more quickly. Because like when you're a little kid, you're like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Like 5 minutes seems like a year.
Right.
And the theory is the reason why it flies by more quickly is because time is now a smaller percentage of our entire life.
Yes.
So when you're five, 5 minutes is a larger percentage of your life. So it seems like forever. But when you're 50, 5 minutes is nothing.
Yep.
And it's all about perspective. So I don't know how to answer this one.
Which vibes more currently real to you?
I think this one's a two. Is better spent on focusing more of what I do want and less on what I don't want. And the reason I am there is because, like I said in the first episode, I'm in transition. So I'm still spending a noticeable amount of my time doing things I don't really want to be doing.
Okay.
Alrighty. When you believe that time is money, you devalue your worth, I think. So are we ready for the next question?
Or any ideas why time is on my list regarding worth, besides just the whole concept of an hourly rate?
I think someone's perspective of time and how they value time is a mirror to how they value themselves.
Bingo. One of the reasons why, in my private practice, I invite clients to just call or Skype when they're ready to talk. No appointment needed. Versus the traditional practice, I make the appointment to see you at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or blah, blah, blah. You know, there's the whole time scheduling thing, right?
Yeah.
From a sense of worth, would it not be rather easy to fall into a trap that if you've made an appointment with me and you no-show, doesn't that rip open the possibilities of doubt, guilt, shame, and worry on both sides?
Yes.
Are those healthy things to have?
No.
And we spend a lot of time dealing with doubt, guilt, shame, and worry, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Now, if I can remove that, in other words, when you're ready to talk and you call, or when you're ready to Skype and you Skype me and I'm available, to me, from a divine standpoint, we were supposed to be talking at that moment in time.
Right.
If I'm busy or I'm not around and you have to leave a voicemail, that might be an indication that you might be able to answer or deal with whatever it is you need help with on your own.
Okay.
And there's no rescheduling. You don't need to feel guilty. The fact that I missed you or you missed me, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So when it comes to cultures where time is very fluid, for example, on the islands in Hawaii, time is very fluid.
Yes.
One of the bigger learning curves of non-natives when they first settle on the islands is this, okay, we're having our dinner. Dinner's starting at 6 o'clock. Please join us for dinner at 6 o'clock. And now it's 6:30. Now it's 6:45. Now it's 7 o'clock. And people are still showing up. It's very easy to feel offended, disrespected, because
right.
people aren't honoring my need to honor time in a way that I'm supposed to honor time, right?
Right.
All sorts of stuff can get blown in there. The most valuable resource I have, time. We've created this resource. It's an equalizer, isn't it? It doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how much money you have, or what abilities you have, or what your skin color is, or what your gender is. We pretty much have the same amount of time, yeah?
Exactly.
Therefore, I am very conscious of the time that you're taking right now to not only create this series, but it also to the person listening right now. You could be doing something else. But because you've chosen to do this, to me, I am most grateful for.
Interesting.